I think it's safe to say that the area food and beverage scene is constantly evolving with openings and closings and shifting locations. That's why Sauce Magazine puts out a monthly hit list to cover the most interesting changes. This month, we have 7 noteworthy restaurants, breweries, and specialty shops to tell you about. Joining me in studio from Sauce are Catherine Claney, the managing editor, and staff writer Matt Sorrell. Thank you both so much for being with us. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Let's get started. Catherine, we'll start with you. You've got a full agenda, a full menu, if I may say.
Indeed, full menu today. We have our new issue came out today, February 1st, and we have 7 places, as you said. We're going to kick it off with Shawarma King, which is located in University City on Melville Avenue. It is definitely appropriately named. It is fantastic. Shawarma, for people who aren't familiar, is a Middle Eastern dish that is basically chicken or beef that's roasted vertically on a spit, and then it's sliced off and seared to order. You can get it as a sandwich or as a plate, which is what we ordered. The beef shawarma comes with a nice tangy tahini sauce, but honestly, the beef is so well seasoned and tender, you could eat it plain and be very happy.
Very different.
Very good. The falafel is a great vegetarian option there. It's a thick, dark crust, and it crunches really nicely when you bite into it, but the interior is very soft and herbaceous. They offer a savory version that they call mashi, which is stuffed with onion and sumac and topped with sesame seeds for a little extra flavor. And you can't miss the baba ganoush there. It has a nice charred flavor from grilled eggplant with nice hits of lemon, garlic, and sumac.
You can do anything with eggplant.
Absolutely. There's a million ways to cook eggplant.
Matt, why don't you take the one, the High Point Drive-In?
Absolutely. Well, the High Point Drive-In just opened up at the old Del Taco location on McCausland in Richmond Heights. And it's just been one of those places that has got a ton of buzz, has been packed pretty much since day one. They're open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and they just have some really great stuff. The burger especially is a real standout. It's just a very straightforward classic cheeseburger, American cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, the usual, but just very well done. It's a smash burger type patty, so it's just crispy around the edges. They also have some boozy milkshakes, if you like that, some French fries that are really nice. I don't recommend going back to work after you have one of those for lunch.
Boozy milkshakes.
Yep. We found one that really liked that had butterscotch and a little bit of whiskey in it. Yeah, really tasty.
Hold the butterscotch, please.
There you go.
That's my take. Yeah. They also have a really nice salmon banh mi sandwich, and they switch out the usual pork in that and have salmon. A little bit of spicy chili mango aioli. It's on a really nice, crunchy baguette from Companion Bakery. And then they also, actually, if you're on the lighter side of things, they also have a really nice grains and greens salad with quinoa, wheat berries, avocado. Really, really nice with a nice light vinaigrette.
Yeah, kind of a throwback in some ways.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And Catherine, you're going eclectic on your next one, aren't you?
Indeed. We admit we were a little hesitant when we saw the menu at downtown's new Crave Street Food. It includes pancakes, sushi, quesadillas, and fried chicken all on the same menu. So we were a little nervous. But thankfully, when we tried the Cubano Fatada, as they call it, we were not disappointed. It's basically a Cuban sandwich inside a chimichanga. There's pulled pork, ham, cheese, Spanish rice, black beans, pickles, and mustard. It's another one of those eat it and you may not be very productive at work after lunch, but it's fantastic. There's also Crave serves a lot of dishes in cups for easy transport. So think like a large paper coffee cup. One of the things they serve is a 4-alarm tuna poke. Poke is a traditional poke anyways, a raw Hawaiian seafood salad. Think like a ceviche. But many in the continental U.S. use all sorts of different ingredients. This one has a spicy yellowfin tuna marinated in a smoky guajillo chili paste with cucumber, cilantro, and avocado, and it's served over sushi rice. So it is a pretty filling meal, but it's a little lighter than the Cuban sandwich in a burrito. So,
Sounds wonderful. And we've got Mac's Pub and Grub, and Matt will take that to you. Mac is spelled M-A-K, by the way.
Yes. This is a really great little place in South City. It's actually in the Princeton Heights neighborhood on Gravois. And it's just, you know, very nondescript. I wouldn't say nondescript, maybe, but, you know, traditional South City pub feel, very nice, very comfortable. Menu is a little bit different, though, from traditional pub food. They specialize, obviously, the name kind of, you know, gives you this idea, the specialty mac and cheeses. We tried the fried chicken mac, which is just a huge bowl of mac and cheese topped with chunks of breaded chicken. You can get some applewood smoked blue cheese along with that, and it also comes with a kind of a sweet, spicy, they call it the mac sauce. And then this one's a little healthier, not a lot healthier, but they do have a kale and artichoke mac that we had that was really great. Arugula's got some kale, and it's made with goat cheese, so it's a little tangier. And one of my favorite things on the menu is not actually a mac and cheese. They do something called Southside Gravy Fries, which is just like a South City poutine, basically. Yeah, and that's a meal in and of itself for sure.
Listen to my arteries harden.
Yeah, exactly. We're breaking everyone's New Year's resolutions if you haven't broken them already, guys.
You can't miss with mac and cheese.
No, definitely not.
Absolutely not.
And yet another brewing company on the scene.
Indeed. Side Project Brewing has finally opened their long-awaited brewery in Maplewood. Now, they've had the Side Project Cellar, which is their beer bar, that's been in Maplewood for a while. But co-owner and brewer Corey King finally has his own space to brew beer, and patrons can go and check it out. So you can definitely go and get a traditional Side Project beer, but they have started a new label called Shared. So traditionally, Side Project beers all have to be barrel-aged, meaning that the beer goes into whiskey or wine barrel for a few months and then is served. Shared doesn't have that restriction. That means that the brewing team there can create pilsners, pale ales, IPAs, other styles that are best consumed fresh. It also means that those beers will be ready in a matter of weeks and not months that the Side Project beers require. So definitely go to the new brewery and look for a pour of Shared Vibes, which is their it's a really smooth, rich Russian Imperial Stout. You can grab a glass of that, or there's the caffeinated counterpart, which is the Shared Coffee Shop Vibes that blends the original stout with local sump coffee, and they're both great variations on the style.
Sounds wonderful. And Matt's going to take us to Soulard now, right? Just what Soulard needs is another restaurant.
Right. Well, this one is actually a really interesting, different kind of place. It's called Pieces. And it is in Soulard, near the Soulard Farmers Market in the old Franco space, for all you who remember Franco. And it is a game bar, a board game bar. So you go in there. They have more than 500 different board games you can check out and play, along with some beer, a few cocktails, and some actually really good food that is more vegetarian and vegan in nature.
These game bars are really catching on, aren't they?
They seem to be, yeah. I mean, not necessarily in St. Louis. You see some places around St. Louis who maybe have games to check out, but not to this level.
Catherine, there's more than one type of bar.
Indeed. This one, we are throwing you a bit of a healthy bone here. I Love Juice Bar has just opened. This is a national franchise, but this is the first one in Missouri. It has opened in Rock Hill, and you can make your own juice or smoothie there, or you can try one of the restaurant's concoctions, like the ginger greens. That includes ginger, apple, kale, spinach, cucumber, parsley, and lemon juices. So it's a little sweet, little tart. And they do have some food options, a few grab-and-go things, like the pad thai noodles, which are it's a cold noodle salad. It has a sort of springy sweet potato noodle that has shredded carrots, cucumbers, spinach, and cashews in a surprisingly sweet, spicy peanut sauce. So it's a nice little fast, light option to grab on your way to work or if you have a quick lunch.
Once again, your list is proving just what versatility and variety there is in the food and beverage scene here in St. Louis.
Absolutely. New places every single month, and it's fun to keep up with them all.
And an old-timer is accepting plaudits now, an old-timer on the Hill.
Indeed. We actually had some exciting news come in recently. The James Beard Foundation has announced the recipients of its 2017 America's Classics Award, and St. Louis favorite Joya's Deli has landed on the list. Joya's is actually the first St. Louis restaurant to receive this honor since the award's inception in 1998, and there's only five restaurants in the entire country that get this honor. The America's Classic Award honors restaurants that have timeless appeal and are cherished for quality food that reflects the character of their community. And for those who maybe aren't as familiar, Joya's has been open on the Hill since 1918. It started as a grocery store and became the deli that it is today when the current owner, Alex Donnelly, purchased it in 1980. Joya's Deli and the other winners will be recognized May 1st at the James Beard Foundation Awards Gala in Chicago. So it's definitely a huge honor, and we're very excited for them and for St. Louis.
I wonder how the Beard people found Joya's, for instance. I mean, does the deli itself kind of apply for an award like this?
From what I understand, I believe there's members of the James Beard Foundation all over the country, and I believe that a lot of people recommend and suggest places for the committee to try. But certainly there's a lot of people in St. Louis who advocate for our hometown heroes, as it were, and encourage people from New York and Chicago and the coast to come and experience what we have here. And it seems like that advice is being heeded.
They've given salami a whole new meaning.
Yes, the hot salami. salami sandwich, oh Lord.
No question about that. Matt, back to you. We've got a number of things here that we'll have to mention that are in the coming soon category.
Some welcome news for pizza fans since we're doing a pizza issue this month. So Katie's Pizza and Pasta in Rock Hill have finally officially announced that they're going to be opening a second Katie's location on Clayton Road in Town and Country. That'll be coming soon. Snacks Gastro Bar is going to be taking the place of the former J. MacArthur's space. And this is a really cool thing. It's Arlene Mamenta Brown and Stanley Brown, who are the folks behind Robust Wine Bar. This is their first project outside of Robust. It's hopefully going to open in early March. And basically a gastro bar. We've all heard gastro pub, which kind of denotes a lot of beer. Gastro bar is going to mean a few more cocktails, wine, and beer as well.
All righty, and I've got a couple on the list here that we mentioned, the Good News Brewing Company. Is that one that we should mention?
Absolutely. We have a couple of brewing concerns that are on here. There's Good News Brewing, which is going to be opening up in North O'Fallon, probably mid-June or so, started up by a trio of home brewers who are going to be jumping into the commercial side of things. And then White Rooster Farm Brewery, which is going to be opening in Sparta, Illinois, hopefully probably in March sometime. And they're going to be specializing in wood-aged beers in a variety of styles.
And we have, to many people, to many diners on the Hill, Catherine, a tragedy, a near tragedy.
Absolutely.
In the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, a fire broke out on the second floor of Giovanni's on the Hill last Wednesday, January 26th. Co-owner Carmelo Gabrielli said no one was hurt, but the building did suffer some substantial damage. But the good news is they do plan to reopen. They expect the restaurant to be closed about 2 months, but they are looking forward to reopening and continuing to serve down there.
That's a devastating loss for people who enjoy eating on the Hill, because that's certainly one of the places.
I know there's people that have a lot of memories that were made down there. So.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned, Matt, you mentioned Katie's Pizza and Pasta. And for some reason, I guess because she is so active in social media, I've been kind of watching what they've been doing. The place in Rock Hill must be doing extremely well if they're already expanding. I mean, that's quite an operation she's got going.
I mean, when I spoke with her recently, and the Rock Hill location has been really, really successful, and so successful that they've been looking actually for a couple of years for just the right space because they kind of had the idea right off the bat that it was going to be a hit.
They've also used social media, as I mentioned, to a great degree. They've made their own kind of commercials and put them out there on Facebook and stuff.
Absolutely.
They're really taking a new tack. Is social media becoming a big vehicle, Catherine, for
Absolutely. I mean, I would say a lot of the ways that Matt and I find out about new restaurants coming to town is through social media. We see a new brewery pop up. We see people talking about it on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And then we reach out via social media. So, and you can definitely, we always recommend that if people want to find out about this new information to follow Sauce Magazine on Facebook and Twitter. We post the latest scoops about openings, closings, and a lot of sneak peeks of new restaurants before they open so you can get an idea of what's coming.
You can't be in business today, whether it's magazine publication or a restaurant, without taking advantage of today's digital environment, can we? I want to thank you both, Catherine Cleaney and Matt Sorrell, for being with us from Sauce Magazine. And as Catherine has indicated, you can follow them on Facebook and also on Twitter, but pick up the magazine. It's always a pleasure to see. And it's always a pleasure to see you.
Great
thank
to see
you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Matt, thank you so much for being with us. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/STL on air. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.